الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح والصلاة خير من الصلاة خير من النوم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم أنت السلام. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام، ثم الحمد لله على نعمة الإيمان، وكفى به النعمة، وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه ومن تابعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أم على قلوب أقفالها؟ آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. اللهم صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is putting question unto us, asking, is it that your hearts have been locked? Am ala qulubin aqfaluha? Why is it that you have developed within yourself this sifat or the quality of negligent, that you don't care? You have an attitude that you don't worry, you don't care whether it is Ramadan or whether it is fasting, whether it is the time of salah. Everything comes and passes and you're sitting down in a halat, in a condition of negligent, ghafla. Quran has used this particular word in many occasions, but when it describing ghafla, Allah says, ulaika kal an'am. The people who are ghafil, who have got attitude of no care, they don't worry. They're just sitting down, just passing the month of Ramadan, even if they fast, they want to play online game maybe, or they want to watch something to get the time pass, and somehow they're chilling somewhere here, there. So Quranic recitation doesn't take place, the nawafil, extra salah doesn't take place, maybe sleeping. So what happened is that because of developing this ghafla, Allah described them, ulaika kal an'am. Such people are like animals. But then Allah says, balhum adal, but they are more lower than animals. Because animal at the end of the day, it remembers Allah. Kullun qad alima salatahu wa tasbiha. Quran describes about the animals and the birds and the mammals in the ocean, the fish. He says, kullun. It's absolutely everything, every object in fact, including the stones, the pebbles, the mountains, the tree. قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَ. It has known its prayer and also the dhikrullah, the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we hear the bird beaking, making sound, we think it is making sound, but actually it's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times you hear animal making sounds, different sounds, roaring, the lion is roaring, different animals. But they actually remembering Allah, it is the tasbih in which they make. But we human being, Allah gave us the choice. That's why we become negligent. This ghafla is a sickness. Believe me, it's such a severe sickness. Allah describes in Quran. If it would have been a metaphor, it would have been like physical sickness, then I think by this time, because of so many centuries ago, and so many people have been negligent, we would have a clinic where people would have been treated for being negligent. Like, this man is a careless attitude, so treat him. So inshallah, today from this ayah, we're going to unlock some of the treasure of the things that can open this negligent. The word unlocking, because people who are born after 2000, they do understand unlocking, voucher, code word, password, something that can open up, and you see all of a sudden, you see 50% discount, or you see like 90%, or you want to get 100% discount, But the olden people who are born in 90s, they know the key, that you open the door and you go inside, you find treasure inside there. So two different versions sitting here in front of me, myself also being one of them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned that, is it that your hearts have been locked? Then in the word lock, aqfaluha, am ala qulubin aqfal, qalb is one. But when it came to qufl, the word qufl, Allah brought plural, aqfal, 1, 2, 3, 4, many locks. And the major lock which is there is ghafla, negligent. I don't care, I don't worry, I'll see whatever happens. So when this comes, then Allah says, is it that your hearts have been locked now? Not one, but many locks. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the interpretation of this ayah, or maybe he mentioned when he recited this ayah, that I will teach you a dua. And actually that's why I mentioned the key and locking. So you will unlock the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you'll also unlock the remedy to cure your sickness of ghafla. And you'll discover many, many treasures. Quran is full of treasure.
If we understood. The dua is full of treasure, because that's why I say that it is from the khazain. When we take any dua from the Quran or from the hadith, it is as if we are taking from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are learning one dua. It is a treasure. It's a key actually to unlock many, many benefits. So he says that read morning and evening the following dua. Allahumma iftah aqfala qalbi bi dhikrik. Again, he brought the plural that, you know, say, Allah, open up the locks of my heart. So what Nabi alayhi salam did, he gave us the master key. Instead of giving you different key for different, you know, sicknesses, because it's not one sickness, there are many sicknesses. That's why the locked have been many. He gave us one master key, make it easier for us. One password, one code word, one voucher, and you open, you unlock everything. Allahumma iftah aqfala. Oh Allah, open up the doors by your remembrance, bi dhikri. This is the key, bi dhikri. Allah, make me that who remembers you. As a result of my remembrance, open up all the locks of my heart. Because heart is where the treasure is. Heart is the ruler of my body. That will command my body organs to act. That will tell my mind, then mind will give signal to the tongue. Tongue will speak only truth. When it comes to speaking lies, it will be reluctant. You say, no, I'll decline this statement, I'll not lie. It will command to my ears that this musical instrument, Allah and His Rasul has made it haram. I will not listen, even though it is entertaining for a little while. You know, but I will not listen. It will command my eyes not to see, which is haram. Allah has made it haram. It's an open haram. That looking at a mahram woman is haram, and vice versa, obviously. But we tend to look at them on the phone, because technology, as it came, it deceived us. What Dajjalic system, since it came, this is called Dajjalic system, okay, network, the word net. What is the word, meaning of net? To catch, to capture the prey. You know, network, web, www. So why webs? It was built to catch the prey, actually. So who are the prey? We are the prey. The Dajjal built for us. So we, being so much naive, that we open up the phone and we want to watch one video, is laughter. You're laughing, but you're watching something haram. So when you watch the haram, it goes through your eyes, entertaining you. But what happens? A chemical shoots. This is from medical perspective. It's established fact from Canadian Medical University. They established that whenever man is looking at woman and woman looking at a man, then some kind of chemical shoots from their mind. So they get a little bit of enjoyment. Wala'adhu billah. I just want to make it brief and fast quickly. The suffering of the people who go into pornography, the punishment is specific in Jahannam. That this is zani, this is an adulterer. He will be brought. Adultery doesn't mean by physical only. It can be by al-aynani yazniyan wal-udhunayni yazni zinahuma nazar. The eyes also commit pornography. And what is the pornography? Eyes looking at non-mahram woman. However, they will be put into a cell, like, you know, segregation cell kind of. Those who are very naughty kind of prisoners, because I work in prison, so they put them in a segregation area where you've been alone. So in Jahannam also there's a place where they put these kind of people. So what will happen? He'll look around and see scorpions coming from all the direction, and they simultaneously will attack him from everywhere, every part of his body. So he'll experience pain in every tissue of his body, because every moment when he was looking at those kind of photographs and pictures and movies and dramas, whole body used to enjoy. So today he'll be punished in a similar manner. However, my respected brothers, there's a lot of hope of tawbah, and Allah will forgive us definitely in the month of Ramadan, because He granted us forgiveness. He taught us the words to ask for forgiveness. Allah will forgive. So it is not end of the, there is light at the end of the tunnel. So what happened here? He said, Allahumma iftah aqfala qalbi bi dhikri. Allah, grant me the ability that I can open up all the locks of ghafla and all the locks of sins, and I can enjoy the closeness to you and forgiveness from you. By your dhikr. So what Allah Rasul is telling us, you make this dua, then Allah will enable you to remember Him. Allahumma iftah aqfala qalbi bi dhikri. Then He says, not only this much further, wa atmim alayya bi ni'matik. Now Allah, grant me your bounty. I want to be not the one who only remembers Allah in the month of Ramadan, maybe, or few days of the Ramadan, the last 10 nights of the Ramadan. I want to remain with this bounty throughout the 11 months, Ramadan, and the 11 months, every day I make dhikr of yours. When I'm walking, when I'm driving alone, I will not let shaitan come overpower me and take my thoughts. I will remember you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll not remember my past, and I'll not remember things which I have seen. I'll remember you. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, subhanallah. When I'm sitting on my bed, I will not take the phone at the end of the night when I wind up, but I'd rather remember you. and read the tasbih and read some Quran. So he says, wa atmi alayya bi ni'mati. Allah grant me the bounty of the dunya, the material, and also give me bounty of the spirituality. But not only that much, I saw one more further. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the Rahman, Rahim, you know, rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy to the universe. He said, now further, wa asbiq alayya min fadlik. Let this bounty overflow so that others can benefit. My family can benefit. I can become example for my children. When I pray salah, my child looks at me and say, my father used to do this. My father used to not only love football, soccer game, and he used to not mention the name of the player, but he used to mention the name of the sahaba also. He used to mention the name of the anbiya alayhi wasalam, relate to me stories. He said, wa asbiq alayya min fadlik. Allah, let the goodness overflow from me, my neighbors, my co-workers, my friends can benefit, the ummah can benefit. Then he says, finally, it's like a, you know, cake. He put a cherry on top to complete the cake. وَجَعَلْنِي مِنْ عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah, let me be among your most pious and most accepted righteous persons. Let me be among them. So four things that Rasulullah SAW has taught us. If we make dua, then obviously Allah will open up the doors. But he said, make it every day. You know, as I always remind you, that my respected friends, all the duas, the coverage area is only 12 hours. You go to renew again, like it's like a mobile phone. It gets dead after some time of usage. Then you renew again. The insurance policy, maybe it's for 1 month if you buy. You can buy 12 months, but it expires. But this policy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah wants us to renew, to renew. You're remembering Him, you're making the dua as well, and Allah is open now giving you the key by this dua. Then you remember Him more and more by exceeding like 100 tasbih of La ilaha illallah, 100 tasbih of Astaghfirullah, 100 tasbih of Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad barakat. Morning and evening, you'll see great, great benefit. A time shall come on you that you'll enjoy the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People have experienced that when they mention Allah, they experience sweetness in their mouth, believe me. You'll experience also, but you have to go through period and longer period, then you'll see. May Allah give us tawfiq of practicing, inshallah, today as a learning period. I'm going to pass it also by phone, this dua. Then everybody will have, inshallah, if you have a group of this masjid, it will be given to the group and you can learn. And then once you learn, if you recite every day, you'll be able to memorize. So repeat after me. Allahumma iftah qalbi bi dhikrik. Allahumma iftah aqfala qalbi bi dhikrik. Wa atmim alayya بنعمتك وأصبغ علي من فضلك وجعلني من عبادك صالحين. سبحان الله وبحمده. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجنا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة بعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.